The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, the Castwave Studios crew sit in with AMC's Comic Book Men. While Flanagan tells us of what Season 3 has to offer, everyone laughs at Ming Chen, and Brian Johnson makes some witty comments. I'm Sean Holmes, and you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, you're boldly going nowhere.
It's Zach Patterson with Castwave Studios. I'm here with Mark Demby and Brian Massey. We're sitting down with AMC's Comic Book Men, Brian Johnson, Mike Zapsig, Ming Chen, and Walter Flanagan. Thanks, everybody, for inviting us in to talk to you today.
No problem. Thank you.
I know you guys are a little short on time, so we'll just kick things off right away. So, obviously, Comic Book Men's becoming pretty big these days now that you're down in Baltimore. Did you see it taking off like that, or how did...
You think we'd ever make it to Baltimore?
Well, no, maybe not necessarily Baltimore particularly, but, you know, did you see it becoming such a success?
Of course. The star power of Ming Chen. What are you talking about?
I know. All it took was one Asian on the show.
Is that what flipped it around?
I think so, yeah.
That's, just, you know. I mean, that's kind of what we're...
Well, honestly, I must say, when you reenacted the Fantastic Four wedding, I cried.
I
it was very
too.
Touching. I really liked it.
So did he during the honeymoon.
Yeah.
It was, you really rocked the drag.
I look good as a blonde, yeah.
That's, I would agree.
Blue lipstick, sure.
All right, so yeah, so season 3 is coming up soon. You just filmed the season finale, did you not just now?
Oh no, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, so what can we expect from season 3?
Well, more transactions.
More transactions. Some iconic... guest stars a la Stan Lee from season 2. Not Stan Lee, but you know, some people, maybe not on the same, you know, they on the same level as Stan Lee, some people who are truly recognizable in the geek world.
Fantastic.
So where do you guys see this going? Like, do you plan 4, season 5, season 6, or are you guys just inevitably gonna be like, we're done, we wanna walk away?
I mean, what am I, 39?
Yeah, Ming hasn't planned out to season 15 already.
Oh, right. Is it
yeah, and beyond. And beyond. Hopefully this goes on for a very long time.
15 seasons and a movie deal.
I'm down. 15 seasons and a movie. Yeah. There you go.
Would you do comic book on the movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'd watch it.
You know, and like Walt's like Jan Brady, he won't do it, so there's a we fill in Walt with somebody.
Yeah.
Who do you pick?
Oh, who do I pick?
Yeah.
Walt? Oh, man. I mean, they just go whoever's hot at the moment. Like,
Bryan Cranston.
I bet Cranston could play Walt. Yeah. Another, the other Walt. I bet he could do it.
Josh Bruce.
Josh Bruce's son.
If you guys get Bryan Cranston, then you're going to have a Breaking Bad comic book, man. You guys are just going to be making meth out of the
stash.
Who says we're not?
there was an illustrious back room that we... You never know.
It worked for them. It's green meth. Looks like kryptonite. Yeah.
So what's been your favorite experience on the show so far, you think, if you had to guess?
All time?
Yeah.
I guess the only other thing I really wanted out of last season was the comic book. The comic book deal we got from Dynamite. That was the only thing I wanted, so that's got to be my favorite thing. The whole time I was doing it, I was just like, I'm just doing this so I can get that comic book done. And it got done, so yeah, that has to be, that is my favorite thing to come out of it.
What about you?
Meeting Stan Lee was definitely pretty awesome.
Oh, that must have been
incredible. Something I think pretty much everybody in this room, would either as well, we did it, but would like to do. So when me and Mike did a zombie run, that was fun. Just to get that filmed was something cool.
I believe that's one where you were throwing severed limbs at them. That's great motivation.
You gotta motivate
them. Zombie run for me too. You're stealing all of my answers, Ming. Meeting Stan Lee was every comic geek stream, so that was pretty cool. What else did we do last season? I drove the Batmobile.
I remember that.
Awesome.
Maybe we hunted for the Jersey Devil. Trick up,
I was going to say, you're lucky to be alive, man.
That was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was fun because Ming pooped himself.
I was supposed to say anything. Like it.
I did sign a waiver, but it's, I'm breaking it now. Ming pooped himself.
I mean, got it.
You guys in there had Rob Bruce jump on top of you, so.
Well, who's to say a nerd wouldn't get excited by that?
It wasn't excitement.
Well, that's only because you thought
Rob
there was
Bruce
a monster in the
Rob
woods.
Bruce drop a deuce on you?
Actually, he dropped a deuce on Rob.
I mean,
that's pretty cool.
He certainly got his revenge, as I recall. You kicked him square in the gentleman's region.
Didn't mean to, but it, you know, luckily it worked out for the best.
Rob Bruce unleashed his monster on Ming.
And Ming lived to tell the tale. So how about you?
My favorite moment was actually this season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I guess we have
to
wait.
A little bit of romance here. You can look forward to it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, not going to tell you.
That's fine. That's fine. I hate spoilers.
It doesn't have anything to do with Ming either.
I mean, I'm not. I wasn't going to ask.
All right. You're Ron Bruce.
Yeah.
All
right. So, overall, how much are you anticipating the next, like, Batman-Superman movie? Like, after that broke, after the news broke, like, what was your reaction?
I cross it off of my calendar every day, the day we get closer to it.
Like you're waiting for a girlfriend to come home from summer camp?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one we all want to see now. You know, the Affleck casting kind of threw people for a loop.
Yeah.
And,
But
yeah,
anybody who's seen The Town, I think they should give him a chance.
Yeah, dude wants statues, so, you know, Zack Snyder gets stuck. It's like, hey, man, what would you do here? You know, you've got two statues. What would you do? And then, you know, then it all works out.
Yeah.
Got the statue
shirt. He brought home the gold.
As if like he like he's thinking, he said, one day I might have a statue.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's talking about
in the movie. I know he's prepping the collectibles now. He's preparing everything as we speak. Well, one more thing on the way out before we close, just to settle a bet, DC or Marvel, for preference.
I'm a DC guy.
Okay.
You don't care.
Neither.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't care. This way, that'll you'll be able to decide.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, no, a tie would work because I don't want to lose.
I grew up in strictly Marvel. Then I had in the 80s. I experimented with DC, and I went both ways.
Your
comic. Oh, yeah. A comic threesome.
It's not gay if you're a comic.
And you know, I don't think I think today. I mean, I don't see how you can be either or. I don't see how it works. I mean. I don't even see the brand names anymore. It's more about the creators and the characters.
Yeah, and back in the day, Marvel, if you're talking like right now,
yeah,
it's swimming DC's way right now.
I think that's you then, technically,
yeah,
if you win
much.
By default.
What's that?
The DC
bet?
Marvel,
I mean, like, the format is, like, either, like, I do DC, and, you know, our friend Jordan will do Marvel, or, you know, he'll do Marvel, or whatever, you know, but, like, that's kind of a dichotomy, you know.
You guys have a comic podcast, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. These guys do a comic podcast too. You know that?
I actually subscribe to it.
Oh, okay.
I subscribe to all of them though.
Yep.
What would you sage like?
Advice?
Yeah,
this,
sure.
To these guys with their comic podcast.
Or do you need advice?
I mean, we've gotten pretty far, but I mean, advice is welcome.
You did your top 10 favorite Batman stories, and I did review the three-parter where Batman has to go up against Swamp Thing.
Right.
So, you know, like, because I listened to
that.
Podcast.
Wasn't
when
I saw comics.
Yeah.
Was it?
No, that was actually, I think it was you and Kevin.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have seasons under your belts. We have podcasts and
we have
YouTube.
About a year under our belts.
Any advice would be awesome.
Yeah. Keep, I mean, keep it going. Don't you know? You guys ever get discouraged?
Keep on
keeping on, brother. Yeah. Let's keep it KEPI apostrophe.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah. Keep on trucking.
I never dreamed anyone would ask me for advice.
You're crossing off a lot of like
we
bucket
are,
list items here. You're asking for advice.
Us.
You're prepping your movie, your merchandise.
Yeah.
I had no idea we were pushing Ming on this particular recording.
After this, he's gonna call up his wife. Put in a mantle, honey. I'm bringing home the gold.
Bring home
the
statue.
All right, well, thank you so much, guys,
for
sitting down with us real quick. We really appreciate it. And for all those listening, stay tuned for our new content in the fall.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.